all we say to America is be true to what you said on paper.
Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Everybody, we thank you for tuning in. We want to just give you a little bit of information so that way you know how to contact us. If there's anything that sparks your interest today or you want to give us some feedback, you can give us a call at 775-884-9910. In addition, you can reach out to us at raceacrossamerica20.com. You can email us at raceacrossamerica20@gmail.com. And we challenge everybody that can hear my voice and Paul's voice today. We challenge you to listen to hear instead of listening to respond. Paul, let's get into it.
Oh, let's go, LaMarcus. I tell you what, right now it's timely. I believe there's a funeral going on right now for George Floyd. And we'll start with this. We'll look at it in two different issues. First, we've got the situation that caused it. Mr. Floyd was passing counterfeit bill. It's a federal offense, 15 years, 15,000 in prison. He was under the influence of two illegal drugs, fentanyl and methamphetamines. He was taken into custody and was, everything we've got to look at with the video, was completely inappropriately handled and died. One quarter report said asphyxiation, the other one said no, there were other physical things, but what nobody argues with is that it was inappropriate for the situation. Here's the question, LaMarcus. This cop was immediately fired. He was immediately charged with second-degree murder, and he was immediately jailed, and he's out on $500,000 bond. Okay, so we've got that. What more, short of a lynching with this cop, waiting for the legal system to finally bring him to trial, what more could have been done for George Floyd as far as the law, just that part, than has currently been done?
Well, Paul, before I respond to that, I just want to send my prayers and condolences to the Floyd family as they lay their brother, their dad, their husband to rest today. We just want to send our prayers out to them. And to your point, Paul, one of the things that I heard you say is what short of a lynching is necessary for people to feel that justice has been served. And what I would say to you is that cop, yes, he was charged. Yes, he was jailed. And yes, he posted bail, but the bottom line is he is still alive. He is still breathing. So when we compare that to a lynching, I would actually say that's a very harsh comparison when we hear the word lynching and what that means in this country. So for us and for everybody listening, what more to be done is justice to be served, because just because you are charged and you are in prison and then you post bail does not mean justice has been served. That means we are awaiting justice to be served still. And so as it relates to a lynching, I don't think that's a lynching at all. I think that he's still breathing. So just along with that fact, there's no comparison to a lynching.
No, not saying anything short of a lynching. In other words, every last thing that could be done, obviously, lynching's got a horrible connotation with the history of our history of race relations in America. But that's why I'm saying the argument against lynching was we don't need a legal system. We'll just do it. And it had a horrible impact on blacks during slave and post-slave days. This is saying the legal part of this within our system has been done, that this first part, this crime had, I would say, LaMarcus, this had absolutely zero to do with race, the actual crime. This was a cop over the line. He's breaking the law. He's been, again, charged, fired, jailed, had to put up, you know, again, $500,000 bail, 10% of that to get out. But Do you see? I see zero racial. I see it having to do strictly with law enforcement and law enforcement needing to be more under control with him. Do you see anything racial in strictly the arrest of George Floyd?
Well, let's take a step back. I think that in order for you to see the racism that is definitely present in this situation, you have to look at the history of the officer. You have to look at the history of his record. You have to look at the history of the man. And you also have to look at the history of those that stood around him and allowed him to do what he did to George Floyd. But let's go a little bit further than that. We have to look at the history of the Minneapolis Police Department as well, and the interaction that they've had with majority of their members in their community has been definitely a direct result of racism. And so I think that what I want everybody to understand that is listening, Paul, is that I do not believe, and the majority of the people out there do not believe, that this man's knee would have been on the back of George Floyd's neck if he was not black. I think that that is something that this man or this officer has a history of, and that has come out, you know, over his, was a 19-year career, Paul, that this officer had been there. There was multiple accusations, multiple reports filed, but yet and still, he hid behind the shield, and he was able to evade, you know, justice in those other cases that were brought against him as well. So I think this is just a case that he got caught doing it this time. And so now everyone is saying, well, it's not racial, it's police, it's police. Well, the reports that were made against him, that argument could have been made, police, police. But when the police did nothing and they allowed an individual of this character to wear a badge and wear a gun, and now we end up with a man that is dead because of their lack of leadership. And I know one of the things you're going to point out is that the chief of police there is African American. But I would like to state that he's only been in that seat for 3 years, and that officer's been there for 19 years plus.
Well, 3 years. 3 years of having a guy with 18 complaints against him, and the black chief did nothing about it. So, I mean, where would the racism be with this? Also, the idea being that this cop wouldn't have had his knee on his neck if the guy had been white. A guy last name Atimpa, T-I-M-P-A, I watched a video the other night. He happens to be white. Suffocated, cop pushing his face down, holding it down there till the guy lost consciousness and died. Now, where's the funeral? Where's the outcry? Where's the rioting and looting about Mr. Atimpa? Man, it's not. He was white. It didn't make any news. And, I mean, this is the thing, and LaMarcus and I both share this. Our purpose of our show is absolutely to bring healing to this, and you just can't have it without the facts. And so this thing, so we'll move on here. But with Mr. Floyd, in other words, if he hadn't been counterfeiting, if he hadn't been under the influence, there would have been no, the cops weren't hunting Mr. Floyd. They were called on the passing of the counterfeit bill, a federal offense. If he collapsed before they even were able to, before they put the knee on the neck there. So had he, he was not a healthy guy at that moment. So there was nothing in the video, in the sound, in anybody claiming that anything racial was said whatsoever. A seriously mishandled police response, criminal in nature, it seems to be, is on the way to being processed. The country, instead of screaming about systemic racism, should be saying, way to go, Minneapolis. Way to go, black police chief and everybody under him, whatever color they are. Way to go to finally take a strong stand in a moment that seems wrong. It's everything that's come from it. So, LaMarcus, how do you say when the whole country just went up, as they were stealing 75 cars off a lot in the Bay Area, in honor of George Floyd, as they were stealing, the looters were stealing the drugs out of a pharmacy so sick people couldn't get their meds, in honor of George Floyd, as they were killing this black police captain in St. Louis who was guarding, in honor of George Floyd. LaMarcus, what connection do you see between the riots and looting with the desire to try to say, let's get justice on a police that did the wrong thing?
All right, Paul. Well, before I'm not going to just let you skip over the way you broke it down so eloquently about the George Floyd trying to pass a counterfeit bill and him fainting and he wasn't of good health. And I'm not going to let you skip over that because I think what everyone is missing in this country and with the unrest that there is nobody is saying that George Floyd was a perfect man. Nobody is saying that he lived the best life that he could live. Nobody is saying that. But what we are saying is that we're not protesting and marching and speaking up because of the way he lived. We're protesting and marching and speaking up for the way that he died. And I think that when we start to describe people in this situation and you start with, well, he's six this and he's this big and he's that big and he was pushing a counterfeit bill, you are somehow creating the narrative that has been perpetuated across these airwaves that he is in some form of fashion an animal. He is a unruly human being, that he somehow, some way got what he deserved. And so I'm not going to let you skip across that without addressing it. Now, moving forward to the protest and the rioting, I want to make it clear that there are not just black and brown people protesting in this country, and there are not just black and brown people rioting in this country. And so let's give it some context. The Black Lives Matter movement and other individuals that have set up peaceful protests with the officers in these different cities are getting permits and doing the necessary things to hold such massive protest. And then there are alongside of those individuals in those peaceful protests that are white Paul, that are Chinese Paul, that are Arab Paul. And they are all coming together and using their First Amendment right to peacefully protest. And then you have individuals that are black, brown, white, and otherwise that are then coming in after these peaceful protests are done, typically when the sun goes down, and they are rioting and they are burning buildings and they are destroying property in these communities and in these cities. And one of the greatest things that I love that Fox News did and also CNN did and other news outlets did is they showed how these peaceful protesters, including Black Lives Matter and other organizations and other individuals of different nationalities, they were going behind the rioters, behind the looters, and they were cleaning up the damage and helping the business owners to repair their property. In no shape, form, or fashion am I saying that burning a building, defacing a neighborhood, burning someone's house, destroying the police department is justified. Nobody is saying that. Nobody is saying that it's okay to destroy these communities. These are the individuals that are going after hours, as I like to say, when the sun goes down and destroying the property and the buildings. This isn't peaceful protests. These are individuals that are looking for a reason to destroy, steal, and loot. But well, we somehow continuously want to make it sound like it's the Black Lives Matter movement. It's the peaceful white brothers and sisters and Indian brothers and sisters and Chinese brothers and sisters that are marching during the daytime. If you've ever noticed, Paul, when you cut on Fox News and you cut on CNN News and they show you these rioters, right? Have you ever noticed that there's possibly a couple of hundred, but earlier in the day there were thousands of peaceful protesters? So we need to make sure that the people understand that there's a different agenda being played here in different interest. And not everybody is here just to bring awareness to police brutality or inequality.
Yeah, the problem is, LaMarcus, first of all, there's a difference between a peaceful and a lawful protest. In L.A., where they were blocking the freeways, yeah, you could be peaceful. You're still unlawful. If you're sitting there and you're jamming up traffic in the city, you could be peaceful. You're still unlawful. A nation, John Adams said, we're a nation of laws, and we'll stop being a nation when we stop being a nation of laws. That this thing they're protesting, this isn't George Floyd. This isn't George Floyd they're protesting. The overwhelming story is we've just got to stop this systemic racism. Well, I would absolutely challenge any listener, and you too, my dear friend, to bring me up to tell me that America in today in 2020, and we're, as you stay with our show over the weeks, believe me, we don't spare the horrors of the racist past in America's founding with the slavery. We don't spare the five states in the South that still think it's a good idea to run a Confederate flag for their state flag. We don't spare any of that. What we do is, when we come back from the break, we're going to tell you what we do.
The hard thing to compete with.
FM News Talk, KKFT.
Hello, my name is Larry Walsh, Douglas County Commissioner. I am seeking a second term as your representative and need your help and support. My wife and I have lived in the Carson Valley for almost 30 years, and there's nothing more dear to our hearts than the rural and relaxed lifestyle we enjoy here. Help protect this rural lifestyle by supporting my plan for a balanced approach to growth while maintaining a strong economy. Please vote in the upcoming primary and support my candidacy for a vibrant Douglas County. Paid for by the committee to elect Larry Walsh.
I think you'd agree we could all use a little outdoor time right about now. There's never been a better time to buy a new or used RV than today. Michael Hull RV Center is open and ready to serve your camping needs. Of course, like most places, we've changed a few things about how we conduct business for your health and safety, but we still have that hometown dealer feel. We look forward to seeing your smiley faces. Well, your eyes anyways, to take advantage of incredible savings. Remember, you can see the land of the free in a Michael Hull RV.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
For the job. Ahern Hardware has all the right tools and parts for the job, and at the right price. All lawn and garden products and tools are on sale this month, and Ahern has a great selection of sprinklers and sprinkler parts, including half-inch and three-quarter-inch drip sprinkler parts. Stop by and check out all the new weed eaters on sale right now. Battery or gas-operated, Ahern Hardware has the right tools to take the hard work out of yard work. Ahern is now a dealer for Orca brand coolers, made in America and made to make every moment cool. Check out the Orca coolers and save 10% this month. For your Carhartt, Liberty Safes, and Orca coolers, it's Ahern Hardware. And for every kind of tool or machinery when you just want to rent, it's Ahern Rentals. 1247 Highway 395 in Gardnerville. Phone 265-0680.
Stop waiting around for a roofer to call you back. Using aerial imagery software, East Fork Roofing can provide a full proposal and three different dates of availability within 72 hours. East Fork Roofing is now licensed in California, in addition to Nevada. If there's a simpler or more transparent way to do business, they just haven't found it yet. East Fork Roofing, home of the 72-hour quick roof quote. Go online to eastforkroofing.com or call 775-800-ROOF. That's 800-7663.
Nevada license 81744. California license 105-7756.
The talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out.
884-9910. And welcome back to Race Across America. I'm Paul White, my co-host LaMarcus Tinker, and we're right in the middle of the George Floyd situation and everything else going on. LaMarcus, just before we went to break, what I was saying is the problem is the people in Washington today, the people all over, the conversation, the celebrities and athletes weighing in on this thing, it's just perpetuating the biggest false narrative. The only thing halfway close to it is the misinterpretation of the homeless situation, another issue. But what we've got is this idea of, whether it's Drew Brees apologizing, Colin Kaepernick pontificating wherever he goes, all this about, and these others, kneeling with the police. It's such systemic, horrible racism in the United States, we've got to stop. I challenge anybody listening to this to tell me systemically, right, housing, education, employment, treatment in the legal system, somebody tell me today as we sit here on Saturday, June 6th in America, somebody tell me where this system is rigged to just say, boy, we're going to get the blacks out of it, and we don't want to talk about people of color. Because this is a phrase brought in a lot, and it's so false. People of color typically would include Latinos and Asians both. Latinos are in every situation across the board, are higher on these things than the blacks and the social issues. The Asians are beyond everybody. The Asians, whether it's in education, employment, holding the family together, whatever, the Asians top everyone. Two other peoples of color. This idea of a systemic problem in the United States as opposed to a cultural problem that's being with the law enforcement being used as a whipping boy for this. LaMarcus, where are you at on this stuff, this systemic claim of America's rotten at the core?
Well, look, you know, Paul, it's the unwillingness by individuals like yourself to step out or step down off your horse and look at the people that are around you with that statement you made. You know, when you talk about where's the systemic racism in this country? Oh, I don't know. It's in the areas they call the hoods, as you want to talk about the ghettos. The systemic racism is definitely in the boardrooms, whether it be in entertainment, football, or otherwise. It's all around us. And let me tell you something about this idea of racism and systemic racism. It is something that is ruled and encompasses fear, right? So you have a system where you have black men, black women, Hispanics, Chinese, the minorities of this country that are fearful of their lives, that are fearful that if they speak up at work, if they speak up against law enforcement, if they speak up against leaders and things of that nature, that they would be retaliated against. The reason why these systems have been in place is because they've been rooted in fear. When individuals fear something, they tend to try to stay away from it. They avoid it, even though they know that they are right. And I think what is happening right now is people are saying, no more fear. We are not afraid of you. We are not afraid to use our voices. And when you talk about, well, where is it, LaMarcus? Where is the racism? Where is the fear? Where is the uncertainty? Let me tell you something, Paul. I am an African-American male. I am very successful. I am a business owner. I've never been to jail. I've never been arrested. I've never even really been inside of a courtroom, for that matter. But I still drive around this city here in Reno, Nevada, with my wallet in the panel of my door. And the reason my wallet is there, because there is a frustrating monkey in the room, or should I say in the car, that if I am stopped by the police, I need to make sure that my ID is in a place that they can see my hands. Because I am tired of reading about or hearing about minorities that are being killed when they're just reaching for their wallet. Or maybe they keep their wallet down in the panel by their leg and they reach for it and they get shot in the car. Does that sound familiar? And that fear that has been rooted in us by these institutions, by the country, by these individuals, that fear keeps that wallet right there in my door panel so that I make it home to my family at night. So when you talk about where is it around you, Paul, it's right in front of you and the man that is hosting this show with you. And the unwillingness to acknowledge it is the problem. It's not to say that all cops are bad and all white people are racist. But it's to simply say, we hear you and we see you and we want to ease those fears.
Well, when we're talking about fears, LaMarcus, and we do want to ease people's fears, and we'll talk about it after we come back from the break.
Fox News, at the top and bottom of every hour, 24-7. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 10:30.
Joe Chiro. Washington, D.C. expecting today's George Floyd protest to bring in the largest crowd since the protest began 10 days ago. Today's events have been peaceful.
Music is playing next to St. John's Church. Quite a contrast to Monday night when the nursery at the church was destroyed in a fire. It's been so peaceful that D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said she wants all U.S. troops to go home. Defense Secretary Esper says he's obliged, ordering all remaining active duty military police outside D.C. to return home to Fort Bragg and Fort Drum.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Large crowds also in Minneapolis, where police had promised reform and banned the use of chokeholds and neck restraints.
The Minneapolis Police Department is now requiring officers to immediately intervene or report if they see another officer engaged in a chokehold like that seen in the George Floyd video.
Fox's Matt Finn. America is listening to Fox News.
Since 1986, Pro One has been the shop friends recommend to friends. At Pro One, we do diesel repairs and diesel smog checks. We know trucks. We love what we do, and we'll take very good care of you and your vehicle by using quality parts and having trained technicians that love doing quality work. For over 35 years, Pro One is the name you have known to trust. And don't forget, at Pro One, we can service your air conditioning to get it cold like it used to be. We work on domestic and foreign vehicles, cars, SUVs, and pickups. Discover the personalized touch in automotive repair. Pro One is located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
If your home is over 8 years old, it may be time for an update. The national average for remodels is 8 to 10 years. This is Sean with Nova Tile and Stone Home Design Centers. Ask yourself, is your carpet starting to look trampled and worn? Do your countertops show signs of abuse like cracks and stains? Is your tile dated or showing gaps in the grout? Then you're a candidate. Whether it's a remodel or a new custom home, imagine how happy you will feel coming home to your newly designed kitchen or bathroom. That's where Nova comes in. Not only does Nova carry tile and stock hundreds of stone and quartz slabs, we also supply hardwood flooring, carpet, LVP, sinks, decorative accents, and reclaimed rustic barnwood veneer. So planning your project can all be done in one place. Nova's home design centers are staffed with professionals that will personally walk you through the entire design process. Visit us in Sparks, Minden, or Fernley, and check out our website. Search online for Nova Tile, and you'll see what I mean.
Time now for a second opinion with Dr. Frank Schallenberger, director of the Nevada Center.
Are you tired of simply covering symptoms with drugs rather than actually curing the condition? Drugs are helpful, but they don't cure. Wouldn't you rather get rid of the problem by treating the cause? For example, many women suffer from endometriosis. This is a condition that causes pain, especially pain with the menstrual cycle. Conventional treatment is focused on surgery and pain medications, but endometriosis can almost be completely corrected using a special procedure I learned in Germany years ago called the Frankenhauser therapy. At the Nevada Center, we do something unique. For the past 30 years, we have been serving Northern Nevada with scientifically based natural therapies that cut to the actual cause of the disease. If you're not satisfied with how things are going, why not try something different, something natural that looks to the cause? If you can't do it on your own, we can help.
Call the Nevada Center today at 884-3990 and let them help you. The Nevada Center in Carson City, or go to antiagingmedicine.com.
At Scott Roofing, they know your current roof doesn't always pay attention to your current financial situation. That's why they now offer financing options. They'll work with you and your budget to make sure you're not dealing with leaks and damage just because times are tough. Proud to be a part of the Northern Nevada community for over 70 years. Isn't it time to choose roofing you can rely on? Call 775-331-5090 or visit scottroofingreno.com.
Brought to you by Sierra Air. Sierra Air is here 24-7 to make sure your family remains safe and comfortable. Call Sierra Air at 356-5566. Carrier Turn of the Experts, license 24522. Going to be in the upper 60s today, but the main feature is the wind. Wind advisory into the evening. A little calmer, much cooler, mid-50s tomorrow. Today at 5, Dave Ramsey, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's Race Across America, 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
And welcome back to Race Across America. I'm Paul White with my co-host, LaMarcus Tinker. The topic right now has been the whole issue surrounding George Floyd killing. And when we went to the break, LaMarcus was talking about, I was asking him, where is this systemic racism when housing, education, the legal system, et cetera, is all equally there? You couldn't find an example where somebody's saying, yeah, we've dug this in to try to get the blacks. And LaMarcus is saying, well, I'm still feeling a fear. If I, you know, just like a typical, maybe a black male would say, you know, because the cops are just, to quote LeBron James, hunting down black men like dogs and shooting them. Quote, if that, there's a more ridiculous statement. So here's the issue, LaMarcus. We do want to deal with people's fear. But the problem is, as we know, the great majority of a person's fears never happen. And so by perpetuating it doesn't help. So let's say, for instance, and you take if a black man were afraid of being hunted down or shot disproportionately by police, you'd say, well, let's look at the facts. In the last reported year, 987 people were shot by police in the United States. 2% of them were black. 2% of all the people shot by cops were black, as opposed to about 6 to 8% were white. This narrative, this false narrative, that the everything from Black Lives Matter to, again, athletes and celebrities are putting out is what's killing us. Instead of them coming forward and saying, other people of color, why are we not hearing this systemic racism charge from you, Asians and Latinos, who, again, proportionally are being far more successful? Why are we sitting there, Drew Brees, and taking back a very good, strong statement, instead changing it to, quote, I apologize for being insensitive and causing pain? Drew or anybody else, if you're out there being unkind or uncaring to a black man or woman or anybody else, well, stop. But if you're not, what are you doing by apologizing? These cops who are kneeling down, oh, we will try so hard to be better. Is there a harder job on earth than a policeman having to decide within a nanosecond whether someone's reaching for a gun or trying to pull their car keys out? And the wrong decision and you're done? So, I mean, I agree, LaMarcus. Dealing with the fear is at the heart of it. But unfortunately, the ones who are crying this and putting this in the news the most, and no matter how they try to sugarcoat their image, Black Lives Matter is up to no good, zero, none. And they put as much out on their website. But so when we've got this, we need the people who want to be comforted if they've got a deep-seated fear to say, because there is no justifiable, there is none for there being more fear in a black person of having being abused by the cops. The murder rate, the crime is the fact that we've got 13% of the population are black men and women committing 50% of the murders, killing people four times disproportionate to their size. This is what drives the fear, makes neighborhoods bad, etc. Let everybody come together and say, let's look at the factors that bring this about, and we'll be looking at them. But let's not say, I'm afraid, therefore, unjustifiably so, tear the whole country apart, which people have been trying pretty hard to do for the last week or so. LaMarcus?
Well, Paul, you know, after your beautiful soliloquy you just took there, let me go and break this down for you. The cops are not kneeling because they're admitting that they are racist. they're kneeling and getting on their knee because they're admitting they have been complacent. They have been complacent and watched their counterparts do things to individuals that they know are wrong. That is why they are kneeling. So let's get an understanding. When you talk about the other minorities in this country, our brothers and sisters that are Latino and Chinese, brothers and sisters that are Latino and Chinese that are listening to my voice right now, know that we love you and we appreciate you. But in the context of this conversation, I'm going to set you to the side right now. Because as African Americans in this country, our lineage and our history, this country was built on the backs of African Americans. So the oppression of black people in this country has been going on for hundreds of years. And furthermore, when you talk about the Black Lives Matter organization and all these organizations being pointless and having no point and they're all radical and they're all this, the issue that we are taking in this situation, and when I say we, let me be clear, I am talking about black people. I am talking about my brothers and sisters that are Caucasian that have marched in the streets and stood with us and spoken out. I am talking about everybody that has said enough is enough. When you sit here and you give this narrative and you talk about how horrible it is, and you talk about how blacks are killing blacks and how the reason that these situations are happening is because of them. The issue that I take with what you said, Paul, is that you want to explain it away in statistics. And I feel that statistics are snapshots of periods of time. Statistics can be skewed to fit the narrative of those who are in power. So we can make a statistic, but who's doing the statistic? Who does the statistic benefit? And that is the question that I think we want to ask. Not only that, Paul, but when you talk about how this stuff is so horrible, the issue we take with narratives like the one that you were saying today on this airwaves and the narratives of others that are saying on airwaves is that we're not looking for you to try to explain it away. We're not looking for you to try to pull up some numbers in a book. We're not looking for you to try to say all life matters. What we are looking for you to do is to be a human being. We are looking for you to have a heart and to acknowledge that the atrocities that are being committed by all officers that are, whether they're black, blue, brown, or otherwise, are wrong. We're asking you to be human beings. I am sick and tired of everybody wanting to pull this number and that number. How about we just pull one number, the human being part of it? Let's pull another number, your heart. Let's put another number, your soul. Let's stop talking numbers and just start talking human relationship. And when your eyes show you a man being murdered, I don't care what he was doing. I don't care what color he was. But when your eyes show you that a man was murdered before you, why is it that you would much rather your ears do the talking for you instead of your heart? Why do you want your brain to tell you it's not true and go pull a number out of a book? I'm not talking about numbers and books and statistics. I'm talking about people's lives that have been lost, black, brown, and otherwise. So that's how I feel about statistics, and that's how I feel about everything you just said. Stop trying to explain it away.
Nobody's explaining away anything. It's not an either or. It's like saying, yeah, it's like putting words in my mouth here, LaMarcus.
No, I'm speaking to what you
said. No, you're totally
I'm speaking to what you really said.
Totally not.
That is what you really said.
No, George Floyd, he died. It's tragic. And the cop who did the inappropriate restraint on him is had his life's getting taken, too. Now, what I'm saying is, sure it is.
Taken?
Charged for murder and going to prison? Mm-hmm. You bet. The legal system's there. Now, the problem I got is, first of all, manipulating statistics. Well, those statistics have been the same for about 20 years. Where do they come from? The Department of Justice. Mm. And the reason this continues, why do you think the Latino statistics have improved over the blacks? Why have the Asians? Because they don't make excuses for it. And there's tons of good black leaders out there in the United States, Candace Owens, Larry Elder, Jason Riley, on and on and on, who don't make excuses for it either. and they've been successful. And if this was systemic, why would you have a rising number of black college graduates and successful business owners and newly minted millionaires and stuff? In other words, it's only the ones who have chosen. Well, let me give you a statement from a fairly well-recognized racist, okay? He said, when you find someone who's had a life better than yours, a life whose sky has more stars in it than you have in yours, you can bet that they were awake while you were asleep. They were working while you were idle. They were busy building their life while you were wasting yours. Now, I lied. He wasn't a racist. That's Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass from 1865, who'd only been free out of slavery a very few years, and who was one of the most accomplished men in American history, black or white. We've got to stop making excuses for an out-of-control, out-of-wedlock rate. We got to stop making excuses for this, why the behavior is so outrageous in schools, that the black getting disproportionately suspended because of that behavior. We've got to stop making excuses. And to say that someone doesn't care or have a heart, that's like saying a parent who disciplines a child doesn't care about them. Now, here's the analogy. Anybody in the United States who would be running a school or a police officer in a police force or whatever, if they wouldn't be telling the truth to the child client or the adult client or whatever the situation was, if they wouldn't be telling the truth about what you're doing is destroying yourself, they don't care about them. The real care is not this easy, quick sympathy that makes me feel better and I walk away, just like you're right. Everything you described about your life. You worked hard, behave yourself, care about others, follow the laws. You're a very successful man. Otherwise, we wouldn't be partners. Mm-hmm. But this is what you want to, you don't want to be telling these other, I've worked with all minorities my whole career, a quarter of a century plus, with helping kids of every kind and color turn their lives around in adults. And you don't do it. The real love you show them, the Bible's the best example. Many times they combine love with truth and mercy with truth. The idea that if you care enough about them, you say, look, this is what you're doing to yourself. No need to make excuses. You can do this. And that's the message that needs to be out there instead of this. Hands up, don't shoot, which, by the way, was never said. I can't breathe, which goes back to a case that was totally investigated by, et cetera, and was proven that it was not legitimate. So when we care, really care, we care enough to say, look, you can do this and I'll help you.
Okay, Paul. Well, thank you again for that statement you made. And so let's go back to the beginning of it when you talk about, well, the DOJ and all of this and statistics, and we got to stop making excuses. Well, I don't think anybody is making excuses. So let me go ahead and clear something up for you, Paul, since we feel that we're making excuses. To all my brothers and sisters that are listening that are black and brown and otherwise, listen to me. Stop hurting each other. Stop killing each other. Get an education. Let's build something together in unity. Don't disrespect your parents. Go to school, get an education, do what's right. Does that kind of cover it for you, Paul?
That's
and let me
right
go ahead
down
and
the
jump
line,
into
brother.
Something else for you as well. When you sit up here and you talk about how you compared it to parenting, right? See, that's the problem. We are not, and when you say this, and let me wrap this up, our producer is in our ear. We're going to go ahead and take another break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back here on 99.1 FM Talk.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out, 884-9910. FM News Talk, 99.1.
Hi, Ron Ford for Sierra Air. You should never be uncomfortable in your own home. As a Home Comfort Club member, you're guaranteed to be our top priority, even if it's the hottest day of the year. Call today, 356-5566. Serving Northern Nevada for over 30 years.
Carrier, turn to the experts. License 24522. Sierra. Ron Ford for Sierra Air, your home comfort experts. We offer Carrier, Code Red, same-day air conditioning replacements with easy-to-own financing options. Call today, 625-1654. Serving Northern Nevada for over 30 years.
Carrier, turn to the experts. License 24522.
Your best value in sight is here for you to see. From frames to lenses to eye exams, you're covered A to Z. Davis Optical, your best value in sight.
Davis Optical has it all. Thousands of frames by the best-known designers in the world, contact lenses, and independent doctors of optometry and ophthalmology.
Hi, I'm Max Roberts. As a new resident to Reno and needing a pair of glasses, I wasn't sure where to go. I had heard an ad for Davis Optical on the radio and decided to give them a try. I was met there by Wayne Davis, and I was completely impressed by his friendliness and professionalism. I had my eye exam and received my glasses all in the same day. Their selection of eyewear was amazing. I'm now wearing the best-looking pair of glasses I've ever owned.
Davis Optical, next to Trader Joe's in the Smithridge Plaza across from Meadowood Mall.
Davis Optical, your best value in sight.
Hi, Mark here from LT Automotive. We are in challenging times. However, we all need to understand this is just a temporary situation. This is not a Hollywood disaster movie. This is real life. America is not going to fall apart over one virus, are we? I know LT Automotive is not ready to give up. We are here to win, and we are open. And I know America will win against this virus. Remember, Chuck and Nancy may want you to be afraid and scared like a squad of sheep. But we do have a choice on how we will handle life's problems. So now, and after this situation is over, how do we want to be remembered? I want everyone to know LT Automotive has always stood for doing things right, not only in fixing your car, but in life. In our small way, we are here to help our community. We have always thought of ourselves as problem solvers. So if you have a problem with your vehicle, give us a call. We can help. Call 828-7373 or check us out at ltreno.com.
Brought to you by Sierra Air. Sierra Air is here 24-7 to make sure your family remains safe and comfortable. Call Sierra Air at 356-5566. Carrier, turn to the experts. License 24522. Going to be in the upper 60s today, but the main feature is the wind. Wind advisory into the evening. A little calmer, much cooler, mid-50s tomorrow. Today at 5, Dave Ramsey, 99.1 FM Talk.
You're black or white.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. Don't
matter if you're black or white. And welcome back to Race Across America. This has been our first show today. I'm Paul White with my co-host LaMarcus Tinker. LaMarcus and I both have kind of closing remarks. Mine would be, we're very grateful for you listening. If you're listening, you care about this issue. If you care, then you can do something about it. And what that is if you're doing something, if any of us are doing something wrong or hateful or even indifferent toward anyone who's suffering, we need to get involved. If we're not doing something wrong or hateful or indifferent toward those different from us, then we need to stand our ground and speak up for that and reach out and say, here, it's not out to get you. There's not a country on earth that offers more people, everybody, more opportunity than we do here. And if you see someone who says, well, I'm being left by the side of the road, then you don't tear the country down. There's no place like America, no matter what your color. What you do is you reach out and you help them and you love them. And so I'd close with this thought from Malcolm X. Doesn't get any better than this. This is post-Mecca. He learned there was no difference between any of the races. And he says what? I'm for truth, no matter who tells it. I'm for justice, no matter who it's for or against. I'm a human being first and foremost, and as such, I'm for whoever and whatever benefits the human race as a whole. That philosophy will change this false narrative and bring people together. LaMarcus, take us home.
Thank you, Paul. I want to say this in closing, is I want all my brothers and sisters that are listening that are Caucasian, I want you to understand We're just wanting you to acknowledge and validate what you have seen with your own eyes. I also want to remind you that your grandmother and grandfather and great-grandparents were a part of this country's history when we were seen as nothing but animals or potentially property. And so I leave everybody with this. Paul talked about I can't breathe. Well, Sarah Grossman can't breathe. George Floyd, I can't breathe. Ahmaud Arbery, I can't breathe. Breonna Taylor, I can't breathe. MLK, I can't breathe. Malcolm X, I can't breathe. And JFK, I can't breathe. And countless others. But guess what? LaMarcus Tinker can breathe. Paul White can breathe. The members in this community can breathe. Those who are hearing my voice can breathe. Let's make sure that we value our breaths. And with every breath we take, we do something to make changes in this country, not just for African Americans, but for anyone that is being oppressed, for anyone that is being unjustifiably murdered by cops. I can breathe, and I will use my voice to bring us together and to bring out truths and to speak when I see something. I don't need to hear it. My eyes have shown me what is going on around me. Remember, we are breathing. Let's do something about it. And with that, we want to thank all of you for listening here on Fox News Radio 99.1 FM Talk. This is Race America. Thank you all. God bless you. Again, you can visit us at raceacrossamerica20.com and raceacrossamerica20 at Gmail. God bless you. Thank you and have a good day.